You know, have you been listening to Big Fatty? Last week he had his Shart week, and there was some great episodes there about Shartnado and that sort of thing. And it's been a while since we wanted to sit down and actually record a podcast. I've kind of been dreading this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I've kind of been dreading this.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1824 of the BFO for Wednesday the 21st of January 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're gonna go into the mailbag and catch up. Big Fatty, lots of reading. Hello, Hatters. Big Fatty, is it on, Hatters? Not necessarily. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are Hatters. You are Hatters today because, y'all, we're gonna do a lot of reading today, and nobody loves the reading more than the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Y'all, whose reign is down to about 10 days. Got 10 days left in the reign of Hat M as the number one, the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. So, y'all, just get ready for that. Y'all, they're showing on the TV machine that they've got something now called the robot call blocker. So, when the what do you call that, the elections come up, you know, you can block those robot calls. Big Fatty, we love to block the robot calls. It's true. But anyway, y'all, Hattie M loves the reading. He just absolutely loves the reading. So Hattie M, I guess this is kind of a special show just for you. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gotta see, y'all, this is another one of those strange celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, because I am recording this on the 20th, which is actually the 21st, but you're hearing it on the 20th. No, you're hearing it on the 21st, but by the time he hears it, it'll probably be close to the 22nd. Big Fatty, I'm confused. But y'all, today, the 21st, or yesterday, whenever, but y'all, on the 21st of January, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, is someone we don't hear much from these days, but hopefully in 2015, we'll hear a little bit more from him. He got a little bit better than in December. But y'all, he is down there in the future. Y'all, he is Arthur. It is Arthur from the Amarin's Zed show down there in the future. Big Fatty, we love Arthur. It's true. We all love Arthur. And y'all, you got to keep Arthur in your thoughts, because y'all, he is still trying to get over the absolute traumatic experience that he had back in the fall in October and November, y'all, when the Vons, yo, came to visit. Y'all, it's not like it's not like you can't live halfway across the world and be safe. It's just, you know, Big Fatty, you cannot be safe. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Arthur on the 20 or the face space, and Big Fatty is, I don't know what he's on these days, but y'all, if you see him out there on the social media, just wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, and I just hope that Nigel makes him a big old cake with some wine. I got to see y'all last time we was over here at Spotted Big Fatty. That Moose P at Spotted Big Fatty. When Big Fatty needed to call an exterminator, Big Fatty is still like a baby poop in his pants. That's appropriate this week. Y'all, Moose P again. Y'all, all of these are from the Moose P. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty. Says Fat may be carrying the diet a little too far. And y'all, Big Fatty looks like some sort of a Skeletor or something. Big Fatty, vulgar, and almost ready for the bodybuilding competition at the Patrick's Pub. Y'all, Big Fatty. Now, Big Fatty, you're over steroided there. Yes, I am. And finally, y'all, Big Fatty, you can't even read. It's true. What a lovely use for leather. And y'all, Big Fatty is wearing some sort of, y'all, I don't know what that is. It's some sort of, superhero outfit or something like that. Big Fatty, you're anything but a superhero. Poor Big Fatty. Yeah, guys. Now, y'all, before I start reading the e-letters and the mail and everything, y'all, I want to play another segment of the story of that Joey Bukkake sharting himself there at the Tajay. Big Fatty, we love Shart Week.
Oh, things just don't feel right.
Yeah, apparently.
So before I get out of the car, I text Big Fatty and I said, the day has come. I have just shit myself.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Poor guy.
Well, no, I mean, come on. It's
it happens.
No, it's never happened.
No, but I mean, in the world, it does.
Here's the text. 5:45 p.m. It has finally happened.
Wasn't that BM?
I'm driving home from work, and I just shit my pants. It says I just shirt my pants. And then I said, because I had to have Siri do it. Okay. And I said, Siri misunderstood me, but you get the picture. Oh. Disaster.
Oh.
And Fatty says, it's a step in the life cycle. Enjoy a good laugh and tell the world so they can chuckle with you. Wet cleanup.
And y'all, that was my favorite part of the whole sharding incident with Joey Bukkake. He immediately thought of me and had to send me a testimonium to let me know that he had sharded. Big Fatty, we all will do that in the future. Oh, that would be lovely. Vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I got several things here to tell you about. First of all, you know, I'd asked the question about whether I should renew the website for the BFO, and y'all didn't hear from a single person. So either none of you give a shit, or you're just trying to be nice and say, no, Big Fatty, don't bother wasting your money. But y'all are wasting my money. Big Fatty. So we're good for another year. I didn't do it for 2 years. I just did it for 1 year. Big Fatty. That'll show them. Y'all, I got a testimonium today from that Daniel Beaver. And y'all, he gave me a www that I thought I'd tell you about. Y'all, it is... and you don't have to use the www here anyway, but if you do, that's okay too. Big Fatty. But y'all, I'm going to put it in here right now. It's Oreo, O-R-E-O, redvelvetrope.com. Redvelvetrope.com. And y'all, you go over here. Oh, that didn't work. Oreo, redvelvetrope.com. There it is. And y'all, it's they've got some new Oreos out there. It's the red velvet Oreos with a cream cheese goo in the middle of it.
Big Fatty Vulgar.
But, y'all, what you do, it says right here, it says, usually there are two sides to a velvet rope, the fun side and the sorry you can't play with us side, but we're about to have fun everywhere with everyone, so we've decided to pull back the rope on our latest limited edition flavor, red velvet, and give everybody a chance to taste the newest and reddest Oreo cookery before they even hit the shelves. And now, y'all, Veda has told me that they're already on the shelves, and he's already bought a bag and ate them in one sitting. Big Fatty, want a chance to be the first to taste? Well, enter here for a chance to win a free package. Over the next 3 days, we'll randomly select 20,250 people to be the first to taste these red velvet beauties. Yup, our VIP section fits 20,250. And you know, you go in and you put in your name and your e-letter address and how old you are and all this. And y'all, it's no purchase necessary. But the contest ends at 11:59 p.m. in the evening, Eastern time on Thursday, the 22th. So y'all, you can't dilly-dally about this. But y'all, I would love it if folks, listeners to the BFO, went and signed up. I'd love if several of us got to win. It would just be lovely. And y'all, if you don't want them, you know, you can always sign up some old person like at P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Big Fatty. Except y'all, they'd probably go stale sitting there because, you know, they never check that post office box. Anyway, Trucker Alex, don't you? He's a longtime listener, and he's met Big Fatty on numerous occasions. He sent me, you know, they have these Kickstarter is what it's called, campaigns where they're trying to get different businesses going. Y'all, I think I heard about this. I may have heard about this on the Underpants show. I don't know, but this is obviously something that should be covered on the Underpants show. Y'all, it's a Kickstarter project, and he says, this is one just for you, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm opening it up right now. And y'all, it says, Big Fatty, you were just looking at the Oreos. And yep, and now I'm going to go over here to the Kickstarter that is the ultimate solution for men's comfort. And y'all, it's underpants for men. No, it's not underpants. It's called Happy Sacks. And Big Fatty, that's vulgar. It says, if you're a man, you can relate to the natural tendency your man pouch has to stick to your legs, causing chafing and discomfort. Introducing Happy Sacks. Big Fatty, is this going to be on the Shark Tank? I don't think this is going to make it to the Shark Tank. But y'all, it's Happy Sacks were designed with one purpose and one purpose only, to keep you comfortable all day long. The Happy Sack is a lightweight, breathable, moisture wicking fabric bag worn over the scrotum to prevent sticking, chafing, and overall discomfort. Be very vulgar. Think of it as an underwear. Each Happy Sack is made of the highest quality performance material to ensure you stay stick and chafe free all day long. And y'all, it's got elastic, extremely easy to use. They slide easily on and off and rest comfortably over the neck of the scrotum. There are three simple steps to ensure proper use. And y'all, number one is prepare.
Big Fatty, you're not prepared.
Well, you just simply pull the elastic over. Install your stick your junk. You stick your junk down in there, and y'all, then number three is you lay back and enjoy.
Big Fatty, lay back and enjoy your Happy Sack.
It's true. But, Trucker Alex, thank you so much for that. It's vulgar, but I got a good laugh out of that. Let's just see here. What else have I got here? No, there was something else. I had something else that I was going to read, for Hat M, and I don't remember what it was. Y'all, let's go back over here to some of these old British sayings that Kim Beaver sent to me. Y'all, it was over there at the Mental Floss. I think the last one we got to, Big Fatty, we all know what the last one you got to was. It was the Where is it? I don't see it. It was the... where is it? Oh, the Crinky Winky. Yes, Big Fatty, we remember the Crinky Winky. Y'all, the next one is a Crumma Crackle. Oh, no, excuse me, Crumma Grackle. And that's any awkward or difficult situation. Crumpsy. Big Fatty, that sounds like Dr. Stone. Old Crumpsy. Short-tempered and irritable. That's him, Big Fatty. Probably a local variation of Grumpy. Cuddle Me Buff. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. I think Veda probably knows about Cuddle Me Buff. Why call it a beer when you can call it Cuddle Me Buff, Big Fatty? Kulf, those loose feathers that come out of the mattress or cushion and which adhere to the clothes of anyone who has lain upon it. Y'all, the Curecity Coo, to coo like a dove, Curecity Coo, Big Fatty, Dauncey. If someone looks noticeably unwell, they're Dauncey. Big Fatty, I think Miss Bacon is going to look Dauncey after hearing about the Happy Sack, probably so. Dupe Scud, y'all, that is a heavy fall on the buttocks. Big Fatty, a Dupe Scud. Edley Doodle, Big Fatty, a person who shows no initiative in a crisis. Big Fatty, that's the Vons. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. It's true. And y'all, speaking of Dr. Stone, Miss Beaver said that number 31 was so Dr. Stone. Let me just go down here to 31. Peg Puff, defined as a young woman with manners of an old one. Big Fatty, he's a Peg Puff, okay? Let's just see here. Where were we? Faunchly fumbling things and making mistakes at work because you are so tired. Big Fatty, that's old Vader. Flinch. When the weather looks like it's going to improve, but it never does. Flobbly mobbly. The perfect word for describing the feeling of not being unwell. Of not being unwell. Yeah, there's too many. There's triple negatives there, I think. Handspur. Pain and stiffness felt in the legs after a long walk. Big Fatty, is that like restless arm syndrome? No. Inicity jitty. A worthless, ridiculous-looking person. Big Fatty, they found one for you. It's true. Jeopardy Jitterdy. Also spelled Jiggerdy Jaggerdy. Either way, it means entwined or tangled. Big Fatty, this whole little show has been Jettity Jiggerdy Jaggerdy Biggity Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm just being silly now. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, and that it's not jiggity-jaggity. Big fatty-fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Spambassador of the BFO. Y'all, that is the Laughing Buddha from over there at the Scooter Diaries. And y'all, he was remembering about Shot Week last week. And y'all, the Laughing Buddha, just as sweet as he can be. Y'all, by the way, I got my ass chewed by the turnip head for saying that the Danbury's was sweet. But Laughing Buddha, what have you been thinking about when you think about Shot Week?
I've kind of been dreading this.
Well, just remember, no shots done till the paperwork's done.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.